Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The enemy is always trying to get you to do something that gives him access to damage you. And it doesn't have to be something you ingest. Worry can destroy you. Anxiety and worry, your nervous system, your immune system is not designed to handle it. It'll break you down. And you may think you're being, you know, a good Christian. You just worry about your kids. You just worry and fret about your grandkids. But you're being disobedient to the scripture that said, be careful for nothing and cast all your care over on Him. Is that right? And by carrying this care, it's chewing up your body and it's allowing the enemy to do damage to you. So you wind up with headaches and you wind up with stomach problems and digestive problems, and that affects the other, and your immune system gets weakened, and there's too much inflammation and infection and swelling, and one thing affects the other and affects the other. And the problem is you're letting the devil drive your car. You're letting him drive. How many know you should not let everyone, or just anyone, drive your car? When I was 15, from the time I was young boy, I liked motorcycles. And I got a little 125 bike that was a junker, and I drove it for, I don't know, a few weeks, and then it broke and I couldn't afford to fix it, and so it sat for month after month after month. Well, when I was 15, got my license, and that's the age you got it there in Mississippi when I was a boy. Not long after that, my dad took me to the Honda place, and he and Mom got me a brand new metal flake orange Honda 175. Man, that's one of the prettiest things I thought I'd ever seen. Had the metal flake orange tank and fenders, and had the chrome, and oh man. Well, I delighted in it and I babied it. And I mean, one time my mom came out and said, son, if you don't quit washing that thing, you're going to wash all the paint off of it. Because I mean, I didn't let it get dirty. I mean, if it got dirty, it had to be washed that day. And I was on it all the time. Well, one of my friends was a bit of a wild child. And he had some high performance things, but he always trashed them. He'd tear them up. I mean, he'd rev them too high and he'd drive them too hard and he'd break them. Well, as soon as I got my new motorcycle, guess what? He wants to drive my new Honda. And I was like, no, you can't, Tony, no. And a few weeks would go by and he'd hit me up again. Oh, I'll be careful and I'll do this and I'll do. Well, no, I know Tony, so no. I mean, he breaks everything he gets. He'd go too fast and break his stuff. And so he kept on month after month. And finally, he was like, man, you know, why would you let me ride your bike? You know, I'd let you use my stuff. And, of course, if it was running. And I kind of felt bad. And he kept working on me. And I said, well, but, you know, don't rev it too much. And don't shift it hard. And don't burn the clutch and just, you know, oh, no. I just want to ride it down the road a little ways. And I knew better. But I did. I let him drive the motorcycle. Well, he eased out of the driveway and everything's fine. And he wasn't half a mile down the road out of sight. I heard it. He just nailed it. For everything it was worth, and just, well, whose fault is that?
Yours.
Oh, you can point the finger at me.
It was yours.
You're exactly right. I knew better. I knew what he was going to do to it. Well, thankfully, he didn't crash it, and it was still usable when he got back. But why am I saying all that? The enemy is that way. He's continually trying to get you to let him to drive. What does that mean? Let's do some drugs. Let's get drunk. Especially if you've done it in the past. And you have experience of it, then he brings it back to you. He's like an old girlfriend or old boyfriend that you used to know after you got married. You won't hear from him maybe for a long time. And then one Saturday night, he'll roll up in the driveway and go, "Hey, remember me? Hey, let's party. You know you want to. You know you like it. Remember what we used to do?" But what he's wanting to do is for you to give him some access so he can steal and kill and destroy. And if you let him drive, he's going to break something. Maybe not the first time, but if you keep doing it. Come on, can you see this, friends?
Yes, yes.
And so, yielding to wrong things is not knowing, not realizing you are not your own. Your body is not your own. Come on, go back there and look at it again. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 19. He said, what? Now this is the Holy Spirit. What? When you say what do you mean? What? Don't you know? No, this is something you should know. If you act like you don't know it, why don't you know it? What? Don't know what? Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. How many think it would not be right for us to make some extra money and rent out this facility to, say, which covenant wants to have a meeting? Huh? Or just some other religions that are, you know, don't believe in Jesus and actually talk bad about him, but, you know. Or just some concerts where it's just profanity through the whole thing and who knows what's going on, but, you know, we'll sweep it out before service.
What?
Yeah, what? What? What'd be wrong with that? We must have turned down over the years hundreds of such requests. People wanting to rent. People wanting to use it. People wanting to do things with our equipment. But I see it as holy to the Lord. It's His things. He gave the money to His people, and they gave it. Is that right?
Yes.
So the moment they gave it to Him, it became holy.
Right.
And the moment we built it for Him and dedicated it to Him, it's holy.
Yes.
Somebody say holy.
Holy.
What does that mean? That means it's for His exclusive use. We're not going to let somebody come in here and saturate the fabrics with remnants of evil spirit activity.
Yes. Right.
And that's reality.
Yes.
That's real. A lot of folks don't think it is, but it's real.
Right.
Oh, come on now. If you've been around much at all and have much sensitivity to you, you have walked into places before and felt stuff.
Yes.
And thought, man, what has been going on in here?
Yes.
That's because stuff has been going on in there that shouldn't have been going on. Well, the same thing can be true when good things have been going on. When the Spirit of God's been real strong. and His love and His power and His grace and His goodness. People can sense that when they pull in the parking lot. They can sense that when they come on the property. You believe that? When they sit down in the chair. If it's His, if the things are for Him, then He can be for them. He can protect them. He can keep them. He can manifest His presence in them. And come on, can you see that? Whatever you give to Him and dedicate to Him and make His. But you got to make up your mind, we don't loan it to the enemy. We don't loan it to the enemy. And the truth is, this is not the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not. This. This. This is the house of God. Come on, somebody pat it. Touch it. Say, this is the real house of God. Didn't the scripture say God doesn't live in buildings built with men's hands? Is that right? Now, He'll manifest Himself in here. Why? Because we're in here. But actually, the house of God is in the building. The temple of God is not the building. The temple of God's in the building. He said, verse 19, are you there? What? Know you not? Don't you know? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which, or we'd say, who is in you, which you have of God, that we have the Holy Spirit of God, and you are not your own. For you are bought with a price. I'm not my own. My body's not my own. People say, well, it's my body, consenting adults. What does that matter? If you're a believer, that's just not true. What I do with my body is my business. Affairs, abortions, it's my body. Then you're not a believer. If you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, there's no point in us having a conversation. Because you are doing your own thing without God. But if you are a believer, your body is not your own to do with as you choose. You should ask Him about everything. You should ask Him. And then if He's Lord, you do what He says.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me